Welcome to Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars, the Galaxy of Heroes. My name is Edinar, and we are actually coming to you live this week on Sunday because we are all, well, me and Coleman are here today. So we're recording and streaming at our normal time. We do not have Dave today, though. Dave couldn't make it, but I do have, like I said, Coleman fighting the lava monsters. How are things going down there?
It's kind of hot, you know. Getting abnormally hot over here.
No shit, you're in Hawaii and you're surrounded by lava.
I was able to roast s'mores last night though. That was kind of cool.
There you go. I know you just got back from West Virginia, so you are tired.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm halfway ready.
Yeah, I'm like, he went to West Virginia. I just got back from Las Vegas this afternoon. So. We are recording today, so we are being troopers, so we can bring you...
We are being a very special kind of Imperial trooper today.
Yes. Okay, so let's get started. Dive right in. It's been a while, so what have you been up to in-game, Coleman?
Oh, I've been actually, you know, working on my Jedi and Bounty Hunters. It's been an interesting road.
Yeah. I mean, are you going to continue working on Jedi?
Yes. Yes, I am, actually.
You are. Okay. Even though you know we're not getting a rework for them.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, too, is that someday we will get the Bounty Hunter, or not, what am I talking about? Jedi. The Jedi will be meta once again soon. But for right now, you know, they're different. They're fun to me to play as for right now.
Okay. I mean, I kind of get that. It's just...
It's something different.
I was going to, after hearing about the Grandmaster Yoda changes, I was one of the people who was going to go all in on, like, gearing up Jedi. And then, you know, they said, hey, we're not doing any Jedi rework. And I'm like, well, not going to gear up my Jedi then.
Yeah. Well, it also, I mean, the Jedi also help with that assault battle, ground war.
Oh, yeah, because they took out resistance.
And, yeah, so and now it's everyone, like super hard.
Yeah, everyone had resistance to, like, just hit auto on that, and now you're actually like,
Now I gotta pay attention and do this, and maybe probably gear and Zeta some people.
Yeah. Alright, if you're using a Zeta just to get past the mythic part of the assault on ground war, there's something wrong with you.
Or you're very late game, so there's still something wrong with you.
Yes, yes. MLP, Lightning Pony, pointing out on our live stream, my camera is not acting properly, so my
okay,
picture
it's
is
okay.
Hondo. I have Hondo
it's okay.
And his pet.
It is a lot better looking.
It is. So yeah, let's see. Let's go over some things that we haven't really had been able to talk about lately. Before we go over, we're gonna go over the two, the rework for Grandmaster Yoda and the kit for the new Range Trooper. But there are some other little odds and ends that I wanted to talk about. Since I think we last talked, the JTR came back. So yay on that. I mean,
a lot of people unlocking JTR again, and all the happy, fun Sith raids, somatics, or what is that word I'm looking for? Antics?
Yes.
Antics. Sith raid antics are happening again, so very happy about that.
Yes. Now, I will say this. One thing I've learned from doing Heroic Raid is JTR is very, very important, like mandatory for Phase 1. Mm-hmm. But after Phase 1, there are better teams in each phase.
Yes.
So, like, it's having a JTR team is about as important as having a Chex Mix team. Hmm. Like, in my mind. Or having a Night Sister team. Like, they're comparable to me. Like, JTR was, like, the be-all, end-all at the beginning. But now, like, people have figured out teams.
And right, which
JTR
I don't have either.
Phase 1.
Yeah, I don't have any of those teams.
You don't have Night Sisters? I have
no
Night Sisters.
I don't have Night Sisters.
What the shit?
I have one Zeta on Towson lead, and that's it.
Oh. Wow. Okay. I have something that you don't.
Yes. I have CLS, which I don't have.
Wait. All right. Hold up. You have. You don't have
I
him
have.
Unlocked or built up or anything with him.
He is gear 12 with no Zetas and 3 Omegas.
Okay, so you have him. You just don't have a Zeta on him.
Right, just like R2 and Han Solo.
How do you not have Han? Okay, we're not getting into this. Okay. So,
how have I made it this far in the game and I don't have those people?
I don't get it. So Rey's journey came back and is gone by now. And they also announced that CLS is coming back June 28th to the 24th.
Yeah.
I
think his event popped up and everything like that, so the countdown started.
Yep, and with it, they will always go hand in hand. The R2 mm-hmm. Daring Droid and CLS will always go hand in hand.
Oh yeah, they have to.
So, yeah, no, like, so that's coming back over the 4th, so... For those of you who, for some reason, don't have him by now, get him. He's very important in this game. If only for the fact that you're going to probably need him to get Jedi Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably going to be coming up sometime soon here if we don't get a dark side one, which I could see, but... I don't know who they'd do, but we've talked about that. They could do Anakin, but then it'd be a one-off. Like, you can't do a hero's journey because you already have the hero after. Like, you mm-hmm. have Jedi Knight Anakin before. You have Darth Vader after. You basically be doing, like, the one in the middle. And then that's it. You can't build on that.
I think it'd be cool to have him still, but you're right. I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah, they need to find a dark side character that they have, like, a young version of, or a beginning version of, and then build up. I mean, they could do Kylo for the next movie.
Mm-hmm. In preparation for, like, they can do a Supreme Leader Kylo Ren.
Yeah, like, they could do that. Other than that, I don't think there's anyone in-game.
I was discussing this with someone earlier this week, and I thought it was a really good idea about who it was, but I forget who it was now. I really do. Shoot.
Yeah.
Darth Maul. Or just Maul.
Yeah, you could do that.
It all leads up to, you know, the Darth Maul we see in Rebels.
Yeah, but you need somebody a little bit endgame more epic than that.
I know, but it was an idea, and I thought it was a pretty good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. I mean, they could have done it with... Man, if they would have had this back before Palpatine. They could have done it like Sidious to Palpatine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they could have, but I don't think there's a story there, really.
I'm just looking at... Some, like, yeah, Kylo Ren is really the only one that sticks out to me that they could really do something like that with.
Like that iconic dark side character. I really don't know. Anakin, Maul, Vader, Palpatine, and Kylo Ren are the big ones to me.
See, alright, so I might be saying Lord Vader, Heroes Fall, or whatever, but, like... The thing is you have the before and you have the after already. You don't...
So we could be... It wouldn't be an end character. Well, I mean, I guess JTR, look at her. And Commander Luke Skywalker.
Exactly, but they're building up. They don't have Jedi... It's like saying, all right, we had Farnbar Luke and we had Jedi Luke, and then they did Hero's Journey for Commander Luke.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it would have to be for Vader.
Right.
Because at the Vader we have in the game, there is no after. He dies. Spoiler. Vader dies. So, like,
yeah,
that's the Vader we have in game. So they would have to do the middle Vader with no continuation. And I think that's what they really want. They want a dark side character they can build with up, like, kind of like age almost. And you see that they're doing that with JTR. So you have Scavenger Rey, then you have JTR Rey. There'll probably be one more Rey after the next movie. Same with Jedi Luke will be the next one. So you have that progression system. But there's no one on the dark side with that progression system outside of Kylo Ren. And I think it's their only real option.
Yeah, I mean, it would help promote the movie so that they would get, they would almost get instantaneous, like, thumbs up to get the green light to go do it. So,
yeah,
coincide with the movie, you know, advertisement. They've already come out and said their big number one thing is whenever a movie comes out, they have to promote it in some way. And this is the way they do it. To do that, to give us a Supreme Leader Kylo Ren with the villain's journey, I guess, hero's fall, I don't know. But that'd be the best way to go about it.
Yeah. They could do a C-3PO hero's journey.
And use all Ewoks?
Like, they could go from, they could put the one from episode one, where he's just a skeleton, and then you get the one in, you know, further on when he's his, you know, episode four. And then
I still don't know what the hype is with the C-3PO thing.
And then, well, he's the last major character not in the game. Name a more major character that doesn't have a variation in the game right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's the last remaining core character that does not have a version in the game. And the fact that we do not have him in the game even at all is mind-boggling to me, but I know. So, all right, let's move on. So, CLS is coming back. A lot of people are taking this as, oh, this is a sign, get Commander Luke, because next up we're going to need Jedi Luke, which I think we all know
it's coming, but
we don't know when.
But I wouldn't say it's a necessary, I mean, it's necessary to get him, yes, but I wouldn't put it in those words.
Yeah.
Jedi Luke is still, it's probably still a ways down the road. I would imagine, if anything, like January, December time.
Yep.
It's not going to be in like next month, like panic button. You need CLS now.
You need Hermit Yoda. That's the one. If you really want Jedi Luke and you do not have Hermit Yoda at 7 stars,
you should probably get on that.
Yeah, you need to get on that. Like, now.
Because I still can't find anywhere where they said Hermit Yoda will not be a requirement for it.
No. And they won't, because it makes the most sense for Hermit Yoda to be a part of it.
Hermit Yoda, Han Solo, possibly Lando. It's possible, but possible. Unlikely. Leia? Rebel Officer Leia.
Yeah.
So,
like, Cholo. So you'd have Cholo, Hoda, Rolo.
And we'll panic farm Chewbacca.
We'll panic farm a new Chewbacca.
The Chewbacca.
And then CLS. So, like, there's your five characters right there.
R2. You can't forget R2.
Oh, yeah, R2. Whatever. So, just know because they would still need a panic farm in there.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, but then that would give us 6.
So?
Don't we normally run 5?
But there can be 6 if there's a variation.
True. All right, so we'll move on, because there's actual news to talk about, not our theories for what might happen in the next
our speculations.
7 months. All right, so...
Speculations.
Before we get into Grandmaster Yoda and Range Trooper, I want to talk more about this Gear 12 and Heroic Raid Reward changes.
Mm-hmm.
So we all knew they were coming back in some variation. First off, what's your theory on it, Matt? Coleman. Like, what do you think of the changes?
Honestly, I was ready for them, so I think now getting eased into it is a little bit better, and seeing the rewards aren't total garbage like last time. I like the fact that, what is it, the top 5, top 10 still get the full piece?
Have a chance at the full piece.
Most likely it'll be full piece, though.
Yes, but it's still technically a chance.
Right. I still like that. You know, reward the players who have gone after these raid teams and done the work and put the reward in. They get the most out of the raid. I'll agree with that. I like it. And the fact that we all still get gear 12 plus pieces, I'm fine with. Now that I see the stats and what they can do, it's pretty worthwhile.
Yes. So a couple of things. I like how they very cut and dry made all this. Mm-hmm. There are some issues that I see with this. Number one being, they put fucking speed on them.
12 speed on every, for if we have both pieces.
That is horrible decision making. Just horrible.
I don't know. It's incentive.
Horrible. No, it's incentive. Speed is horrible in this game. The speed
stat.
It's
the only meta.
The speed stat is horrible for this game. Speed should not be a factor on mods. It just shouldn't. And they had indicated they wanted to go away from speed mods with the character releases and how they were trying to manipulate turn meter. They're trying to correct what the damage they have done with speed. And then they release heroic only speed. Like, if you're not doing heroic, you're not getting speed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I get it. Sooner or later, everyone has to be doing heroic. Everyone has to be getting this. But this is basically giving a big middle finger to people in Arena who might not be doing heroic. Have good Arena team, but aren't doing heroic. Because they need to have their mods, which used to be fairly equal, now need to have 24 more speed than everyone else to stay relevant. To stay with them. And
right.
That's not fair. That's not
no,
fair.
No, not at all.
This speed, if they went through all of this and didn't add speed to these gear 12 plus, totally fine with these changes. Totally fine with them. It's the fact that they added speed that screws it all up. Because now it makes those gear 12 plus pieces mandatory to move forward.
The most highly sought after pieces now.
Yes. And the people who aren't doing heroic are now falling that much farther behind in Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the speed. I've said it before, I've said it again. Speed is bringing this game down. It really is. Like, this game, for all intents and purposes, revolve around the raid teams and speed mods. Like, you got the best in both of those, you're going to dominate. But if you don't, then you're screwed. And now, they just keep adding more speed on and more speed on, and where's the stopping point? Really, like, where's the stopping point in all this speed getting thrown on? So, it'll be interesting to see how this shakes up the meta, because, I mean, that much speed on certain teams could make them more viable in Arena, but only if you have that certain speed. Like almost like a soft cap for, like, a Rex team, let's say. Like a soft cap speed for a Rex team that you have to hit to beat a Treya team. You know, like something of that nature. But that's my feelings on. So, I mean, everything else, totally okay with. Do not like the speed on the mods, on the gear. Boo.
Okay.
Boo. See, that wasn't that negative of me this time. It's just, I hate speed on, like, mods and gear. I just, you give them a base speed for a reason, don't let us manipulate it. When it's the only thing that matters to manipulate. Really, it is. So, but other than that, they put it out there for us. They made it clear. It's really nice. They need to get rid of challenge gear in old raids, though.
I still like it. It makes my farming a lot faster.
For gear that you have 3,000 of?
Oh, no. I was talking about, like, Carbontes and
yes,
Mark IVs.
But, like, when they originally changed the heroic raid gear and stuff like that, part of the original change was is they got rid of challenge gear in all the raids. Except for Carbontes.
Yeah, they understood that Carbontes are still a grind.
Yeah, but then when they reverted it back, they put that back in, but they don't talk about this. So yeah, it will be interesting. Let's see here. So we talked about that. How are you liking the new ship cantina?
I like it. It's been fun. It's been challenging, actually. You know, 1 through 4 was easy, you know, 3-star everything. Once you hit 5, it's like, oh, God, what happened?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to 5 yet. Like, it's one of those things for me is I'm not going to spend crystals to refresh energy for it.
No. But I will say the five hard nodes, the first time you beat them, you get a Zeta.
Oh, that is nice.
And secondly, what you should be warned about is that starting in 5, everything has a full turn meter.
Oh, dicks.
Yep.
All right.
So be warned if you're ready.
Fair enough.
They all have full turn meter, and they're going to destroy you.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, God, what else was I going to say?
Ships.
Oh, okay, so PSA, if you haven't figured out by now, the ship cantina is basically what I'm calling it, because that's what it is, ship cantina, does not count towards your 600 daily tickets. So,
no.
For those of you out here who may or may not think this, it does not count for that. So...
And I'm curious what they'll do with it down the road. Like, will they incorporate it into your 600? Will they increase the coin amount you can get a day?
Yeah, it will be interesting. Like, I don't know.
I think I understand why it's not part of the current energy. Like, part of your coins, I'm fine with it. Because it's still new. Where they're still kind of testing the waters out with the community for it. So,
yeah, it's still all new.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, once you 3-star them, who cares?
They're on farm. They're going
then,
to farm.
Then
farm.
It's a cantina node.
It's a cantina node for gear and ability mats.
Yep. That's really all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got that. Talked a little bit about last week. Let's talk about the two new characters. Let's talk first about the one that's up your alley. So let's go with Big Pimpin' Range Trooper. So
Big Pimpin'.
He's an Empire Imperial Trooper support. So an aggressive Empire support that provided other Imperial Trooper allies with assists. Basic, take aim. Final text, deal physical damage to target enemy. This attack deals 30% more damage if Range Trooper is buffed.
Yeah. Which he's pretty much always going to be buffed.
Yeah, Imperial Troopers are always buffed. So he's always going to be doing that 30% more damage.
Right.
His first and only special, Steady, is all Empire allies gain protection up for 3 turns. All Imperial Trooper allies recover 30% protection and gain retribution for 3 turns.
Mm-hmm.
Then another random ally attacks and Range Trooper assists them. This should be noted that these abilities are for 3 turns, and this is a 3-turn cooldown ability. So, I mean, it's a protection
up. It's
going to
be happening quite often.
Yeah, it's protection up and retribution, and then an assist followed by an assist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which, that his unique's assist procs a lot, actually.
Yeah, it does. Roughly 50% of the time.
Roughly? 50% of the time, 100% of the time, it always works.
So his unique is power and numbers. Reads, Range Trooper has plus 70% tenacity. Yay, best stat in the game. So plus 70% tenacity while he is buffed. While Rage Trooper is active, Imperial Trooper allies have plus 50% chance to call another buffed Imperial Trooper ally to assist when they use an ability during their turn, doing 20% less damage. So essentially, every time someone from an Imperial Trooper team goes, they have a 50% chance to assist.
Right, which is pretty darn good. And especially with that retribution now, that seems going to be really annoying to take on territory wars.
Well, no. Because the retribution won't cause them to assist. Because it's only when they assist when they use the ability during their turn. So not when they're countering. So they're not going to counter calling someone to assist.
But having that retribution up and that protection up and the healing and everything else that's going on, having retribution on that team makes it a pain.
Who are you taking out? You taking out Death Trooper then?
Death Trooper was never in my lineup to begin with.
For territory wars?
Yeah.
You don't use him
with Krennic.
Okay, so who was your fifth? Magma?
I've always used. Let me see. Veers, Stark, Storm, Magma, and Snowtrooper.
Okay. So you're, like, again, and I'll say this again, you're an outlier. The majority of people's troopers teams are Veers, Stark, Shore, Snow, and Death Trooper. That's the vast majority of trooper teams. Now,
I would take out Death Trooper in the regular lineup.
Yeah, and that's the one you have to take out of for raids. Especially because Death Trooper is mandatory for checked mix. It's just mandatory. So you take out Death Trooper, you put this guy in. Now, is he going to make a phenomenal team? No. He's not even a mandatory farm. Because he doesn't make your arena team better. You know, it's more of a, hey, I could push out slightly more damage in the raid. And it will help in territory wars.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that doesn't scream go out and whale out. It's a good kit. I will say that. It's a good kit. But I don't think it's a whale out kit.
No, once he's free to play, I'm going full after him. That's for sure.
Oh, no. I fully expect that. And as well, people should.
It's a simple kit, you know, to a team that's already pretty darn good. So
no Zetas.
Yep. That's a big ringer. He's like first order executioner. He's only going to make that team better.
Yep. So I like him. He'll be good, but not mandatory. Just not. So
no.
Wait till he becomes free to play, then explore with him. So, but overall, a good trooper to have, especially because a lot of people were putting in Thrawn into their trooper teams in the raid. Now you can take Thrawn out and put an actual trooper in there for full synergy.
I'm still iffy on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
Fracture is still way too good.
I use Thrawn in my Admiral Ackbar hack team.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
So, like, I actually don't even run a trooper team in the raid.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't. With Thrawn out and with Death Trooper and another team.
Oh, you see, I'm the exact opposite. So I can't run Chex Mix, so I run Troopers in Phase 2.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because you don't have the CLS.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so let's start talking about the one that's getting everyone in a tizzy. And that is the rework to Grandmaster Yoda.
Oh, so excited. So many other people.
I temper that excitement. Okay. So, here, we'll just go through his new kit. So, his basic. Deal special damage to target enemy and inflict potency down for one turn. If that enemy has 50% or more health, Yoda gains 40% turn meter and foresight for two turns. If that enemy has less than 50% health, Yoda gains offense up and defense penetration up for two turns. So, I mean, he inflicts potency down. That's what added. If the enemy has 50% or more health was added. And if that enemy has less than 50% health, Yoda gains offense up and defense penetration up for 2 turns. So it's still, it's basically just giving him more buffs based on...
No, I've also noticed his damage went up a little bit.
Oh, that's because of the defense penetration.
I thought that was because they actually increased the stat numbers on his damage for the damage of each move.
They did not say anything about that.
Hmm. I wonder if they did that or not then. I heard from some... I was talking to somebody and they
like,
said the damage got increased.
I can see them doing... Him doing more damage because, you know, he gains offense up and defense penetration. That's going to basically give you more damage no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So... let's see. His first special, Master Stroke, deals special damage to all enemies in addition... In addition, for each positive status effect an enemy has, Grandmaster Yoda gains that effect for 3 turns. That is what it used to be. What was added is Grandmaster Yoda gains an immediate bonus turn as long as there's one other living Jedi ally. So basically, this is a free turn if there's another Jedi.
Right.
I mean, that's nice.
Oh, that's super nice. Like, yeah. that's really the only way he works anymore is that he's getting that extra turn and just grinding out those buffs.
Yeah. Let's see here. Special 2, Unstoppable Force, cooldown 4. Final text reads, deal special damage to targeted enemy and remove 70% turn meter. If that enemy had less than 100% health, they are also stunned for 1 turn.
I mean, that's pretty much the same.
It's pretty much the same. It's a useless ability in the raid.
Right.
It is. You can't remove turn meter and you can't stun someone in the raid. This is an ability you should not use, really. Like, you should use it, but, like, it's not something that you prioritize.
Yeah, it's something you look at for controlling Sith Assassin.
Mm-hmm. So, Battle Meditation, his third special. So, Yoda gains Tenacity up, Protection up, and Foresight for 2 turns. Then grants each ally every non-unique buff he has, excluding Stealth and Taunt for 2 turns. What they added was Yoda grants himself plus 35% turn meter and an additional plus 10% turn meter for each other living Jedi ally. So you're generally looking at probably, what, 60, 70%? Somewhere in that range of turn meter gained.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So, it's good. More turn meter.
More turn meter is never a bad thing.
No. So, this is the big change. This is his new leader. Is it a new leader? Did he have a leader before?
He had a leader, and it was a Zeta leader, too. So, this is a much, much, much welcome improved change to his leader ability.
Yeah. So, plus 30% tenacity to all Jedi allies. Fucking tenacity. Okay.
Look, it's really not that bad if you're facing an EP lead.
Yes, but this is not... They did not make this character for Arena. They didn't.
No, because...
And I'll give my thoughts on what they made him for after we go over the kit, but they did not make these changes to make this an Arena viable character. Like, plain and simple. They just didn't.
No.
So, alright, let's go through this. Plus 30% tenacity to Jedi allies. Whenever a Jedi ally resists a debuff, they gain the following. 30% turn meter. Crit chance up for 2 turns. Crit damage up for 2 turns. And then whenever they suffer a debuff, they gain tenacity up for 1 turn at the end of that turn. Grandmaster Yoda is immune to shock. Alright, so that's a direct counter to Pal. Like, this leadership...
To Palp.
But it goes back to the point of... He's not Arena character. And Jedi will not be Arena viable, because they're already said they will not be doing a Jedi rework with all of this.
Yeah, certainly for the foreseeable future, they're not going to be Arena viable. Still. Because no matter what, you're going to fall overnight hard.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, everyone will be coming after you.
Well, especially because it's the new Yoda, and they're like, oh, let me try this new Yoda, see what he does, and just discover, oh, he gets destroyed.
Yeah. So the reason that they made this character, they did the changes. One, all right, there's two reasons. One, he's the only legendary that was shit.
Right.
Like, Grandmaster Yoda was shit. Like, just anyone who tries to tell you he was viable, no, they're wrong. He was crap. The big thing I think they did is they really needed to introduce another Phase 1 team.
Yeah, they kind of did. JTR, you know, she only comes around every so often. And when you have that next team, mm-hmm. it's going to be a whole lot easier to get past that Phase 1. And Phase 2 is, let's face it, it's a breeze.
Yeah, well, the Phase 1, it was, okay, do you have JTR? No. Well, then you're useless.
Yeah, you're not allowed in.
So, it's, yeah, this will help. It will help alleviate that. The problem with that is, and this is why I tell people to temper their excitement about it, is to do so, you have to pluck characters from other Phase teams. So to make this work, you need to pluck Grandmaster Yoda, not Grandmaster, Hermit Yoda from your Phase 2 team.
Mm-hmm.
And put him on your Phase 1.
Well, then, wait, what Phase 2 teams do you have him in?
Oh, God, he's in a bunch of Phase 2 teams.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm just out of the loop then.
Yeah, because I think he's on, there's a Wampa team.
I mean, I know there was a, what are they called, Jedi team. And obviously he's on the Jedi team.
Yeah, just looking right now for the best one. Do-do-do. Be with you shortly. Oh, and the other one is, it's the, so you need to pull Visa Mar off any of your teams and include her as
that's
well.
That's the one I'm missing. So, okay.
So you're taking Visa off another team, putting her on that team, and you're taking Hermit Yoda off another team, putting him onto that team when you have a JTR team that could do the same thing.
Yeah. You know, as we're sitting here, I still haven't farmed up Visa, which is very... Is that odd?
No, it's not odd. I'm starting to farm her. But, yeah.
Yeah. I just can't bring myself around to find the time to go after that hard node for when I have so many other projects.
Yeah. Now, so I'm gearing up Hermit Yoda. I actually think I'm getting him to gear 12 tonight.
Oh, I hate you. I am, after the next territory battle, he will be 7-star for me.
Not Hermit Yoda, Grandmaster Yoda.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Hermit Yoda is still at, like, 20 out of 100.
Hmm.
But it's one of those things where I'm going to get Grandmaster Yoda to 12, gear 12, but I'm not putting a Zeta on him.
You see, that's... Okay. Are you not putting a Zeta on because you don't have him Zeta'd already?
Yeah, I don't have him Zeta'd already. Okay. And until I know I can use him in a team that... Because I have JTR. Like, is it really going to be that beneficial for me to do this? Knowing right. I don't have Visa and I don't have Hermit.
So okay.
And I had him... The thing is I had him at gear 11 anyway. Hermit... Not Hermit. Grandmaster Yoda is one of the easiest characters in the game to gear.
Right.
Absolutely. Like, you can fall into gearing him to gear 11.
You know, it was a little bit weird for me because my Rancor gear is horrible for drops, but he's gear 12. And coincidentally, so what would you say if someone already has him, like, that special battle meditation Zeta'd?
I would ask them what their play, like, where's their Hermit Yoda and where's their Visa? Because if they have them up there, they should go all in and build that Jedi team. I mean, you really should.
Okay.
Because, like, I know Visa is used a lot now on JTR teams for Phase 1. Like, right. A lot of people are using. So, go back to the OG JTR team, you know, JTR, R2, BB-8, Scavray, Resistance Trooper. Like, go back to that squad. Use Visa. Yeah. That would be my recommendation. I can't even remember. Who's the final two on that Jedi team?
Let me see. So we got Grandmaster Yoda, right?
Yep.
Hermit Yoda.
Yep.
General Kenobi?
Ezra?
Ezra? Ayla.
Oh, Ayla. Yeah, I don't even have Ayla unlocked.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, she's not a character I've ever needed to farm for really anything, and I've never gotten her, like, fully in, shipments. So, yeah, I do not have her even unlocked. It's her and, Treya are the only two characters I do not have unlocked.
Oh, that's interesting, because the only ones I don't have unlocked are Young Lando and L337. That's because I don't have the money or the coins to farm her up yet.
Wait, you don't even have them unlocked?
Nah, I decided to just leave them sitting there until I can level them up.
Okay, so you can unlock them.
Yes.
Like, you didn't, like, forget about the event.
Oh, heavens no. No, I would never do that.
Hey, you had me worried there for a second.
I know. I gotta make my little Ednar worry about me every now and then.
I worry about you all the time.
I know you do. You just don't show it.
No, I don't. I don't think I ever will.
No, I wouldn't.
So, alright, those are the two new characters. It's interesting to see what's in the pipeline for them. I'm very excited for it all. I'm a little upset that we're not getting a Jedi rework.
I'm a little upset we don't have Hondo.
See, you get me. You just get me.
I do. After being on the show with you for so long, I finally get you. You see?
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic right now that they're going to do something to make ships better.
And I think this is a step in the right direction for them as far as ships, because it's not easy.
No, it's not.
I'll give that to them. I'm glad, you know, they're trying new things, and I think it's helped a lot. But we just need, I don't even know what we're missing for ships.
We're missing ships.
I know. Well, yeah. Is that, do you think that's the core?
The core problem is that we're missing actual ships.
We're missing iconic ships that we all know and love.
No, it's not even that. It's like, they're just missing the sheer volume of ships. You can't have. You're going to have a stale meta with this few ships, and that's what we're at. It's the same 7-8 ships. Everyone farms, and that's it. That's all people do. And until you get more ships, then it's pointless.
Do you notice and like what they did to TIE Fighter?
What did they change about TIE Fighter?
His evasion rate has dropped dramatically.
Did they do that in the past few days?
The past couple weeks.
Oh, like when they updated the change.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he's still annoying as shit. He's still mandatory for every team.
He's
Like,
okay.
I mean, all right, here's the problem. Ships have a problem, not the same problem, but like a similar problem to Arena, where Arena is speed, speed, speed. Whoever is the fastest to go first wins. Ships is whoever locks target lock first wins. Whoever's gets target lock first will win. Plain and simple. And that's what it boils down to. And that sucks.
A little bit, yeah, but don't
They just need more.
Yeah, the target lock thing does need to go away, though.
Target lock is basically what's kind of not killing it, but like putting
Target
a
lock and
damper
bigs
on.
is what's killing it.
Yeah. Bigs. Oh, fucking bigs.
I hate bigs.
Yeah. All right, so I do have one last question for you. Well, two. First one. We've gone a while without a legendary. Who's going to be the next legendary?
Padme.
Ooh, that's a good one. I hadn't thought of that.
Do you like that answer?
I do.
Yeah. It's not just the fact that I can't think of the actor's name right now, but I think she's really cute, but
Now, all right, who would you need to unlock her?
Anakin
Okay.
Skywalker. Obi-Wan Kenobi, maybe?
No, because that was.
R2.
No, not Obi-Wan.
Okay.
General Kenobi.
So General Kenobi, Anakin, R2-D2. You would need Galactic Republic.
You would need a panic farm.
I would need a panic farm.
Like, you're not getting a legendary without a panic farm.
I don't know. I don't know who the panic farm would be for her.
I think you do.
C-3PO?
I think, and no, and I think you don't want to say it.
Who is it? Clovis
Misa Jar
Bray.
Jar Binks!
No.
Who, all right,
Rush
who?
Clovis. Rush Clovis.
No! I mean, I'm sorry, but like, if they were to have Padme as a legendary, Jar Jar would make crazy amount of sense to unlock her if she was a legendary. Because her and Jar Jar went everywhere together in the movies
The
and in Clone Wars.
Naboo senators, I guess,
Like,
technically.
it's one of those things, like, it has to be the panic farm has to be a character not in the game. Who's
Right.
the most recognizable character related to Padma that's not in the game?
Jar Jar.
Exactly.
I think in the fifth would probably have to be like Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon could work.
Because, you know,
Mace.
that's. Because Qui-Gon was in The Phantom Menace when Padme got introduced. So.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do Mace. You could do.
I can't see Mace, though. He had really no real interaction with Padme in the movies.
True.
But Qui-Gon did. General
Sidious.
Kenobi did. Anakin, a no-brainer, did. R2, definitely. And Jar Jar, definitely.
Yeah. Dutch Commando asks in the chat, would you rather get Grievous' capital ship or his personal ship?
Oh my god, that's so hard because I love that bomber too. I remember playing it as in Battlefront 2, the original one, and it was such a cool bomber and such a cool concept. I loved it. God, that's so hard. But I think I'd rather almost have his capital ship and maybe like a pilot droid do that, have his ship, his regular ship.
Yeah.
Because the malevolence, I feel like, would be such a more unique kit than one single ship. It would affect ships a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a new capital ship would be the best. That's my mind. Yeah.
But at the same time, if you got his Grievous's personal ship, you could certainly use Nuke Gunray to pilot one of these separatist flagships.
Yeah, you could. It's just, yeah. I just want... Capital ships are the best way to change up the ship game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like changing up the leadership abilities in Arena, essentially.
Right. And essentially, too, with that, you would have to change the target lock meta for it to be viable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be hard to walk away from that.
Oh, yeah, well, so. But I think Grievous needs, when we get a Separatist rework, I think a Grievous ship will be
wins. Right. Because, and the more I think about it now, because the question, Grievous never really fought in that ship. He used it to run away.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember him fighting. I could be wrong. I certainly could be wrong about that. But as far as skills wise, I don't know what it would have. You know, I know Kylo Ren's command shuttle never fought either, though. So.
Well, yeah, because it was fighting a hologram.
Exactly.
Can't kill a hologram.
It's hard.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's. Yeah. Separatists.
I think. Yeah. Keep going.
Well, no. All right. Shit. I think with Separatist rework, mm-hmm. you probably have the best chance of revitalizing ships. Honestly, like, all right. So you can get Count Dooku's awesome ship.
Mm-hmm.
You can get any form of Grievous ship. You can give. Nuke Gunray ship. I mean, even a Saj ship. Like, you know what I mean? To add on to the Geonosian Soldier, Spy, and Sunfac.
Right.
Like, you could add three new ships.
You really could.
To Separatists with a rework.
Yeah. Now, we also have another... We have a show question from Discord.
Okay, yes.
Nest under Clone Wars Chewie from Nick. Neek. I don't know how to say his name exactly.
Oh, God.
Territory offense, defense, or quit trying to be cute?
First off, I know literally nothing about Clone Wars Chewie. So,
yeah, I don't exactly know where he's coming from with this at all. I really don't. It boggles my mind. I don't know what's going on here.
Clone Wars? Yeah, Clone Wars Chewie's lead is all allies have plus 50 defense and 50% chance to gain defense up for 3 turns whenever they are damaged.
Okay, I'm so curious about this. Why?
I don't
understand. If Nick's listening right now, I'd love some insight about his thoughts on this.
Yeah, I don't get that, because the only thing I can think of is if he thinks that the plus 50 defense is stacking every time he takes damage, but the way it's worded, you only get a 50% chance to get defense up.
And defense up is not the greatest buff in the world.
Yeah, it's like tenacity.
Yeah, it's like I don't ever see it, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's inventive. It's one of those things where Nest is the perfect character to get inventive with.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like this is things that could work. Like, in theory, could work.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm still really curious about what his thought train is on that. I think I just can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. What is Nest again? What are her classification?
She's a scoundrel. Where's my nest? There she is. Cut through, physical damage, and expose them for one turn. If target had any defensive buffs, dispel them. Attack cannot be evaded. Sudden impact, stun one target for one turn, buff immunity for three turns. If that target had any protection, this attack deals 50% more damage and ignores armor.
Okay.
Kinetic charge, deal physical damage to all enemies, daze them for two turns, remove 20% turn meter from each enemy that had full health, and gain 40% turn meter for each enemy with less than full health. This attack cannot be countered or evaded. Nest has fighting instinct. Nest has 80% counter chance and ignores taunt during her turn. Whenever Nest is damaged by an attack, she gains 30% crit chance, 40% bonus protection stacking. This bonus protection is increased an additional 40% each time both bonuses expire and reset at the end of her next turn. When an enemy loses a buff or debuff, Nest gains 2% crit damage and health steal stacking until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
So I still don't understand where Chewbacca lead's coming from.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
I'm not getting it at all. I think the answer, my best answer is quit trying to be cute.
Yeah. That would be my initial response to that, too. Although we may be missing something. So if
I think I'm missing something. I'd love to talk and see what he's thinking.
If we're missing something, please let us know in Discord.
I'd love to talk about it. So it seems interesting, unique.
Yep. Segue. So I think that should do it for us tonight.
Is that really going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, we did go like an hour tonight, so good on us.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Good on us.
Pat on the back.
We will have to figure out something to do next weekend. It's a chaotic weekend. I know it's basically everyone celebrating the 4th next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 4th of July is on a flipping Wednesday this year.
Who knows?
Like
maybe it'll be a federal holiday.
Yeah. The 4th is on Wednesday. So I'm off Wednesday, but nobody's doing anything on Wednesday because you have to work on Tuesday and Thursday.
True.
So everyone's doing, like, they're doing fireworks and stuff like that on the 29th. So we'll figure something out. We'll talk. We'll do something next week.
It'll be a grand old birthday for me.
Yes. Coleman's birthday.
It's June 30th.
June 30th. Yay. So until then, everyone, have yourself a wonderful night.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.